Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, here we are at the top of the second hour of tonight's broadcast, Saturday night, March 7th. You've already heard from Joe McCutcheon. In just a few moments, we'll be joined by Reverend Ted Pike. But before that, Winston, I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish what you were saying before about the whole California ordeal, and then we'll go to the phones.
Friends, Proposition 8 will be overturned in California. You can bet your dwindling savings account on it. It is just the way it is. And you know, if it would stay in California, that would be fine. California deserves it, but these things have a tendency to spread, and when other sodomite groups find out how California did it, they will try it in other states until finally they get enough states in their pockets to make it a federal law. That is just how they work. They start off incrementally. They start off with the states, and they work their way up. But it's going to be overturned. Don't be surprised when it does. So there you have it, James. That's really all that can be said about it.
And then when it is overturned, what will our people do?
Oh, they will wring their hands and they'll say, you know, what can you do? They'll gripe and complain and moan and groan when the time to
do
something.
And then they'll go home and retreat from the battlefield forevermore.
Yeah, and then they will accept it and they'll forget about it, and pretty soon
and then their children will believe that it's normal.
Yeah, it'll find its way into the schools, which it already has, and their children will be indoctrinated to hate their parents because their parents voted against it. They voted against it.
Does this all seem to follow a similar playbook? I mean, can you see the similarities between this and a certain other movement in the early 60s, mid-60s?
It's almost as if they come from the same source.
Wait a minute, I guess they do.
No, say it ain't so.
All right, well, enough with that. Got a few callers here and only a couple of minutes before our next break. Let's go to Bob, who's been waiting patiently in Texas. Bob, how are you tonight?
Good evening, James.
Good evening.
You know, earlier you were talking about the subprime mortgage debacle.
Yeah, Winston was, actually.
Well, I called because I've never seen the little people create the problem. You know, generally speaking, we wouldn't have an international financial collapse based upon the subprime mortgage issue, which you mentioned. And when we look at the big picture, the subprime mortgage debacle was created for a purpose, and that was to do the derivatives that have actually created the international problem. You know, it's not the little people that were promised that the housing prices are going to go up and you won't have to worry about the interest rate. You know, there was a lot of fraud involved here. And I just don't think that little people should take all of the heat.
Winston?
Anytime someone presents you with a contract and tells you, now this is going to change, and it will change without your approval, and you will be obligated to fulfill it, and if you go ahead and sign that thing, yes, you are at fault. Because that's just plain old stupid. Would you sign any contract in which the other person says, it's going to change, and you will be able to do nothing about it? And it will probably change to your detriment. Would you sign it?
Personally, I wouldn't.
Why?
But I'm 58 years old. I'm not a 27-year-old couple trying to raise a family and trying to have the American dream and being told a lie. That's just one part of it. Let me present this a different way. If I walked into a room full of Republican conservatives and I said, I want all you guys in here that are socialists to raise your hand, no hands would go up.
Hey, hang on there just a second, Bob. We're going to get back to you at the top of the next segment. We got to go to another break. The Political Cesspool will return with your hosts, James Edwards and Winston Smith, right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show indeed. Picking up right where we left off, Bob and Winston were having a conversation about mortgages. So, Bob, you were making a point right before the break.
Okay. And just the point I'm going to make, I want to make it, and I want to show how we all do the same thing that these people that did the subprime mortgages, we're doing the same thing that they did. If I walked into a room filled with Republican conservatives and I said, how many of you guys are in here are socialists, raise your hands, no hands would go up. If I asked them a few minutes later, okay, I need everybody to show me their Social Security cards so we can get you signed up, they'd all break out their Social Security cards. And basically what I'm saying is they're all socialists. And the bottom line is, I don't care when it was introduced or how it was introduced, we know it's a fraud, and we're all signed up for it. Same thing happened to those people that signed up for subprime mortgages. They signed up for a fraud, just like we have. And then it even speaks to the homosexual issue, because what we have done is we have signed up for a new government. We have joined a socialist democracy. And we have opted out of the Republican form of government that we had. And when we do that, we lose our identity as a natural person and become just another entity in this socialist democracy, and each entity has the same rights. So if two taxpayers want to get married, they legally have a right to get married, regardless of what we call sex in the natural world, because in the socialist democracy, the entities aren't sexual. They're more corporate. And I hope you're getting my point.
Winston, are you getting the point?
I think I am, but I disagree. Maybe I just don't understand how you compare Social Security to the sub-mortgage prime issue, but the difference is most people were signed into Social Security, you know, when they were born. They didn't have a choice in it, but nobody is forced to go into signing a contract in which the terms are going to change. You mentioned a 27-year-old couple going in there trying to raise a family. They should know better. It doesn't take years of experience, years of living to know that when somebody says, here, sign this, it's going to change, and there's nothing you can do about the change. It's going to cost you more money, but sign it anyway. It doesn't take years of experience to know that that's a bad deal.
Well, we'll have to pick up that conversation on another day. I want to thank Bob for the call. We've got to move on to a couple of other things, but all interesting points.
Hey, James?
I guess.
James?
Yeah.
I would like to say something. I'd like to comment on what he said about us losing our national identity, and he has hit that just right. We are losing our national identity. We now have a president who is trying to radically and very quickly change the look of America. He's trying to change the way America looks. It's almost as if he's gone crazy and gone on a rampage and is ripping the face off of America. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know.
just had to throw that in.
All right. I'm trying to. I'm debating with myself right now as to whether or not I have the time to appropriately just do a good job on this Michael Steele versus Limbaugh thing. I'm thinking I'm going to save it to the last half hour because we got a lot of callers here. Let's take a few more calls. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm pulling an audible here. As quarterback of the cesspool, I'm calling an audible. We're going to move Michael Steele versus Rush Limbaugh to the last half hour of the show. So sit tight on that. We're going to go
to
the
phones. You're changing the terms of the show, man.
Well,
that's not what I signed up for.
Well, you know, we're going to get to it, but we got to get to the callers. That's all I'm saying. You
know. I was just referring to her.
I know. Let's go to Rita in Texas. Let's try to quickly move through these calls before Ted Pike comes on. Rita, you're on the air.
To share my idea, have any of you gentlemen ever seen the movie with Spencer Tracy called Judgment at Nuremberg?
I saw it a long time ago.
Well, the climax was about, basically what it was about, a judge, and it almost convinced me that he should have been acquitted. Yanni, I think, was the name of the character of the judge. And what the judge had done is he had convicted a person that he knew to be innocent to punishment, and he tried to claim that he was not responsible allegedly for the Holocaust, which is in discrepancy. But the principle was, the judge was trying to say that he didn't know what was going on, and therefore he was innocent of what was going on in the camps. And the U.S. prosecutor said, You were the one who set in motion when you came down with a judgment of convicting a man to be guilty that you knew was innocent. When you were describing what is going on in California, sir, I am of the belief that we're already a Nazi communist state. Nazism was never voted out of existence. It was blown out of existence. As far as this deal about how they're going to try and, quote-unquote, legitimize perverted unions and call them marriage, that is a great mockery of the life that my husband and I have, which is truly marriage. It is really a perversion. I happen to be a Christian. It will be a cold day in hell before I will ever recognize such a perverted union as being a marriage. Probably what will happen, and I was listening to somebody else on another radio program who was a Christian, and this was happening in Croatia, which is basically a very Christian nation. And what eventually happened is that these homosexuals who became so braggadocious and arrogant, they wound up disappearing. So what will eventually happen is vigilantism will rise its head again in this country as it did in the West when you had corrupt people in government. So that is going to be the solution unless they start backing off. I'd like to recommend a website which is called judicialinc.org. I like to check up on it every so often. It shows how all of his administration are Jews. The problem in this country are the Jews, and it's giving all the names of the Jews that are getting indicted in all these swindling scams.
Yep.
What I've been doing for several years, and I think this has been an answer to God for my prayer, I've been asking God, please expose the enemies of the United States and please destroy them. And I'm going to continue to pray that, because what is happening in the stock market, and I found this by talking to a real estate lady, many of these individuals that have had money in the stock market are pulling it out, and they're buying real estate. And people are pulling their monies out of the banks. They're not going into the savings accounts because they're beginning to realize that the bankers are run by Jews, and they're nothing but swindlers. So the solution is coming, and it usually takes a while. But I'm going to sit back, continue to pray, and I am going to support anybody who will, in fact, get into action and promote liberty and justice for all.
Well, that sounds like a firebrand there, Winston.
I like her. I like our listeners. I like our audience. But she hit on something that is very true, and that I don't know that I would agree with her that America is becoming a Nazi state yet, but we are certainly becoming more Marxist. And the issue, what's going on in California with the Prop 8 situation, is that it's a forced association, and forced association is the hallmark of cultural Marxism. They are trying to force those of us who are in legitimate and righteous marriages to be associated with these perverts. They want equality. And I want you to remember something that C.S. Lewis said. I can't quote it verbatim, but it said something like, equality is always demanded by people who feel themselves to be inferior. And that's where
I
they
like
are. These sodomites, these queers, these fags, whatever you want to call them, they know that they are inferior. They're not even a species, per se, because they can't reproduce. And they want to associate with us. They want the prestige and the dignity that marriage gives, but they're unable to achieve that because they are unable to be married. So they are forcing us to associate with them. They know we don't want to be associated with them, but they want to be associated with us, so they're going through the law to force a legal association. Now remember, legal does not mean moral. But they don't care about morals. They care about legals. Isn't that funny, James, how legal does not equal moral these days?
Well, that's the truth for sure.
But I like that listener. I'm glad she called. And I hope she listens to Ted Pike. Reverend Pike and I are going to be discussing some of those very issues.
Well, I don't know if we if the men of the West these days have the mentality and the spirit of the men of the Old West. I don't know how many Davy Crockett's there are anymore. How many?
Yeah.
Daniel
well,
Boone's
if,
there
if,
are.
If vigilantism.
Not that I'm gonna advocate vigilantism on the air anyway, but you see what I just don't know if we have men like that anymore that will actually fight for anything.
She's more optimistic than I am, and
I mean certainly there's some out there, but I'm saying at the massive scale, will our people come together as we've done so many times in the past? To forego our extinction or to fight for our rights and our beliefs and our cultural heritage. I don't know. I don't know. I hope so. Somewhere that indomitable spirit, somewhere, hopefully those embers are still burning somewhat and perhaps just need a good stoking. But we'll see. God knows we'll see. We'll either be extinguished ourselves or we'll rise to the occasion and we'll find out one way or the other. But we got to go to break first. Maybe we'll find out in the next segment. Sit tight, everybody.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, we're going to hit the phones one more time before we bring on our second and final guest of the evening, Reverend Ted Pike, in just a moment. But once again, I want to remind you of our incredibly good website, www.thepoliticalcesspool.org. Follow the news about our radio program in between our regular broadcast dates on Saturday evening by visiting our website, which is updated every day, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Pay special close attention to our blog, and if you appreciate our show, please consider making a financial donation this evening. That will allow our work to endure. Thepoliticalcesspool.org. That being said, let's go to one of our neighbors, Tom, right here in Memphis. Tom, you're on the air.
Hi, James.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, great.
Why does nobody ever say hi to me? That's a good question.
If you run for president, and we'll put Winston as vice president,
we live in the same state.
You're a shoo-in.
Yeah, we're a shoo-in, all right.
The lady who just called, she's got a bigger set than most of the men, I think, in America.
That's the truth. Amen, Tom.
I wanted to say something like that, but I didn't know quite how to go about it. So
we mean that as a compliment, Rita.
It was a compliment. And I mean, you know, the whole thing about the California deal, because I lived out there for a couple of years, and I don't want to blanket it as a, you know, but let's face it, you know, it's different there. But it's becoming that way everywhere. I mean, there's a president up there now who said he wouldn't punish his kids with a child or something, and now he's trying to force doctors into performing, you know, abortions. It gets back to the whole thing with the gay marriage deal. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems that you're not allowed to have a conscience. Folks, what I think he's referring to is the executive order that requires doctors and pharmacists to dispense abortions and abortatives and referrals, whether it's against their conscience or not. What it essentially says is if you're a healthcare professional, you are not allowed to have a conscience. You have to go against your deeply held religious convictions if somebody brings it up to you. And what will happen is there will be someone who will find a doctor or a pharmacist who has that deeply held conviction, and they will target that doctor or that pharmacist. They will target them and put them in a position of having to either violate their conscience or violate the law. And if they decide to violate the law, then they will file a lawsuit. That's how they operate.
Exactly.
But under the Obama administration, you do not have a right to your conscience.
Is that where you're driving at, Tom?
Well, that's it exactly. And I just can't tell y'all how much I appreciate what y'all do, because we need more people like you. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we need more people like you in our circle of compatriots here in Memphis, Tom. You being a local, go to the website and email us. We'd love to get in touch with you.
That sounds good.
And
take it
again.
Easy, my friend, and in Memphis, be careful. Always great to hear from a listener in Memphis, wouldn't you say, Winston? Our hometown.
It is.
We have fans at home. Who would have thunk it?
I still occasionally, you know, when I'm standing in the grocery line, I'll still talk to one of my daughters and say, yeah, that's like something you'd hear on the political cesspool. And I'll turn to one of the other people in the line and say, hey, you hear about the political cesspool? And they, at least 8 times out of 10, they say, oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I listened to it. So they don't realize that one of the usual suspects is standing right in front of them.
It's a great game to play.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everyone. Yeah, that's a good way to get shot in Memphis, actually.
Oh,
now, everybody loves us, of course, except for the newspaper writers, but everybody else, all the normal people.
Just being in Memphis
big
is a
fans.
Great way to get shot in Memphis.
That's true.
We had a really safe day in Memphis on Inauguration Day. I mean, you could go downtown with impunity, and you were not going to be shot because all the criminals were indoors watching their fellow African in America get inaugurated as president.
Yeah, my pastor came up with a good line, or I guess perhaps he caught it somewhere else, but nevertheless, I heard it from him first, so I'll give him the credit. He said there was how many people were they saying? We're at the inauguration, 1 million. You know, of course, it's grossly exaggerated. But anyway, let's just say 1 million people were there. And I think he said, you know, he heard that 5 of them actually had to take off work to be there, something like that. That's
yeah,
not how it works.
Yeah.
But listen, Winston, I'm excited. Now, don't forget, everybody. Don't forget. I promise you, and I'm going to make good on my word, before the clock runs out tonight, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh versus Michael Steele and the whole Republican Party collapse as it continues to manifest itself. This is their chairman. What a joke. Talking about wanting to revolutionize the party in a bling-bling hip-hop image, talking ghetto Ebonics on national TV, comparing the Republican Party convention to the Nazi Party rallies. This is what the Republican Party chairman's saying about him. Then he calls out Rush Limbaugh, and the next day he says he didn't really criticize Rush Limbaugh. He's just inarticulate, and he really was saying that he loved Rush Limbaugh. It's about as bizarre as you can imagine, and those are just some of the highlights. We're going to talk about it. In the third hour. But before we do that, we're going to get Ted Pike on the horn, and he'll be with us when we return. Sit tight, everybody. The political cesspool is back in a flash.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here along with Winston Smith. And Winston, as you well know, we have a very special man and a dear friend of ours, a dear friend of all Christians and all liberty lovers in America and indeed around the world, a modern-day Paul Revere. When it comes to standing up and sounding the alarms, riding to the sound of the guns against the Orwellian hate crimes legislation that, if passed, I believe, would be the final straw. It would, in fact, completely destroy any and all vestiges left of what this country used to be. And this man, Reverend Ted Pike, has done more than any other single individual to beat these hate crimes bills. And he's done it time after time after time, year after year. Winston, with that being said, I'd like to turn it over to you for his formal introduction tonight.
Thank you, James. And I don't know what else I could add to what James said about our esteemed guest, except that he not only is he a modern-day Paul Revere, he is also a very able poet and an extremely talented artist. I encourage you to go to his website, www.truthtellers.org. Again, that's www.truthtellers.org. And the left sidebar there, where it says biography, you can click on there and you can see some examples of the artwork of Reverend Ted Pike, who is practically a host of this broadcast. It's my great pleasure to welcome my good friend, Reverend Ted Pike, to the Political Cesspool. Reverend Pike, how are you this evening?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, James and Winston.
It's always a pleasure, sir. It's been a while since I've been able to talk with you, and I've missed it. So this is a special pleasure for me, and I'm glad I'm going to be talking with you mostly tonight. So let's just dive right into it. Most of the time when we have you on the show, you are here to talk about a particular hate crime bill that is weaseling its way through the halls of Congress. But these days, there's not just one hate bill bearing down upon us, but three hate bills. Is that right, Reverend Pike?
Well, that's right. We have two federal hate crimes bills which have been introduced into the House Judiciary Committee. In fact, they are under consideration in about six different committees of the House Judiciary right now. There's a third bill, ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which is at the top of Obama's wish list. It is a hate crimes bill for the workplace, which will put severe restrictions upon employers, upon real estate owners, even upon churches to hire homosexuals and so on. It hasn't actually been introduced in Congress, but it could be introduced at any time right now. My main concern right now is that we have, as you say, two very dangerous federal hate crimes bills which are in the House Judiciary Committee. If I could just give a brief description of what they are and what they intend to do. The first is H.R. 256. Now, this is the standard federal hate crimes bill, which has been reintroduced over and over again over the past 10 years. We've defeated it five times. H.R. 256 basically will hold a speaker accountable for how his counsel or his advice affects the commission not only of a violent hate crime, but also if he counsels people to intimidate, quote-unquote intimidate, members of federally protected groups. Now, this word intimidation is extremely unclear. It's ambiguous. And this legislation will basically make a federal criminal out of the talk show host, the pastor, even the person on the street corner who criticizes homosexuality publicly, who uses scriptural precedent to say that homosexuality is an abomination before God and so on. This is intimidating language according to this legislation. It's hate speech and so on. And anyone who uses that kind of language according to this bill and entices other people to use that kind of intimidating language against homosexuality will be considered a hate criminal. So what we have here is a bill which is ready-made to begin to prosecute a Christian evangelism, the biblical morality coming out of the pulpits and even the airwaves in America. Now, a second very important part of the H.R. 256, which is called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, is that it will federalize law enforcement in America. It will give the federal government the right to come down any time it wants to into states' rights in law enforcement. If there's the threat of a hate crime, a violent hate crime, or if there is intimidation against homosexuals going on in the states, then this bill will empower the federal government, the federal policing powers, to come down and push aside the local policing powers. And of course, when you have the unity of the federal policing powers and the local policing powers, that is the very definition of a police state. So this bill really means business. It intends to take us very rapidly into a federal hate crimes Gestapo such as prevails in Canada, where it literally is illegal to criticize homosexuality now in any part of the political and the public sphere. And, of course, in Canada, if a talk show host like yourselves were to criticize homosexuality on the airways, that would be immediately a federal offense. You would be arrested immediately, and the bottom line fine would be $5,000. If you repeated the offense, that would be contempt of court, and you would go to prison. Now, the second bill we're talking about tonight is H.R. 262. This is an 11-page bill. What it asks is it wants to ostensibly prevent hate crimes from happening in the first place. Now, the first bill, H.R. 256, basically says we need federal protection and intervention to punish hate crimes once they have occurred, either through violent hate crimes or intimidation in the states. The second bill says, no, this is an alternative approach. We will prevent hate crimes from happening by setting up a command center, a clearinghouse command center in Washington, D.C., with 24-hour hotlines, with statistics gathering and interventionist capabilities there in our nation's capital. But this hate crimes command center will not be run by the federal government, according to this bill. Instead, a special civil liberties organization with vast experience in hate crimes, the theory, in enforcement, in statistics gathering, and so on, will be chosen by the government to run this $10 million a year operation. And, of course, there can be no other organization capable or worthy of that kind of a task than the Anti-Defamation League, who is the architect of hate crimes legislation worldwide. And so what we have here is a bill which is very self-serving. The ADL has written this bill to put itself in the driver's seat of hate crimes, a Gestapo here in the United States, which can be, of course, expanded exponentially in the years ahead. And then also this hate crimes Gestapo will radiate out, according to this bill, and re-educate America's children, their young people, from kindergarten all the way through graduate school, re-educating them and brainwashing them against what it portrays as those seed ideas of prejudice, bias, hate, homophobia, and etc., which this bill claims are the seeds of hate crimes in America. So we have a massive federally endorsed brainwashing campaign re-education program coming out of this legislation for all school children in America. And then finally, this bill will provide those who can claim that they are traumatized by hate crimes or intimidation, if the local DA, the local liberal feminist DA thinks that a homosexual has a bona fide case that he's the victim of hate speech and intimidation, then she can sign a letter, and this homosexual will receive extensive federal benefits, including welfare payments, free housing, on and on, and counseling, etc. His same-sex spouse will receive those same benefits. If there are any children, they will receive it. Even his father and mother will receive federal welfare payments as a result of him being intimidated through hate speech. So both of these bills are extremely threatening to everything, as you said earlier, that our nation stands for, our First Amendment rights, and so on. And what people can do right now is they can come to truthtellers.org. We have a dynamic 10-minute video there. You can just click onto that on the homepage, and it will give you all you need to know about the evil intentions of both these bills, plus ENDA, and what you can do about it. We have the toll-free numbers there, action plan, to get you started calling into Congress right now in protest.
Yeah, I was going to say that, Reverend Pike, that folks can go to www.truthtellers.org. Don't make the mistake that I made earlier by going to truthteller.org. It's plural, truthtellers.org. And click on that video. It's 9 minutes and 57 seconds long, and it will give you all the information you need to take action on this. Reverend Pike, you've been sounding the alarm on this for quite some time, and yet we see no reaction or little to no reaction from the usual people and organizations who are typically the ones who are most easily goaded into action against these kinds of things.
Yes.
Where is the reaction, Reverend Pike?
This is amazing. It's disconcerting. I have a list of all the organizations I have contacted, all the New Right organizations. I've talked to their staff. I've described in vivid terms, just like I did here tonight, what these bills will do in destruction of these organizations, taking away their right to preach and warn and teach and so on. And we are seeing a phenomena of silence out of all of these big organizations. I'm talking about Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, American Family Association, all of them that sprung into action 2 years ago and helped defeat the hate bill are now just as silent as the grave. And that's why it's imperative that our listeners exert disproportionate influence now and call. In fact, what I'm suggesting is the same strategy that resulted in such sensational victory in the last Congress, and that is that people should come to truthtellers.org. Right there on the action page, you can go to the 40 crucial members of the House Judiciary Committee. We have the names there. We have the toll-free numbers. And get started calling all of those people. It takes about 2 hours to call them all if you use the redial function on your phone. Let them know, please don't vote for H.R. 256 and H.R. 262. And while you're at it, I'm sure you'll want to first watch the video, but once you watch that video, you'll want to recommend that video to members of the House of Representatives. And in fact, a lot of them now are watching the videos. Their staffers, influential aides are watching the videos and so on, both among Democrats and Republicans. So tell them not to vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation, but also please tell them to vote for, to watch the 10-minute video at truthtellers.org, right on the homepage. And if we can get that video permeating throughout Congress, we can create a revolution of truth and light and opposition to the hate crimes bills.
Reverend Pike, earlier you mentioned that in H.R. 256, there's a provision that if someone commits a crime according to this bill, and if they received so-called counsel to commit this crime, that is, if they heard from a pastor or someone in that kind of authority say that homosexuality is wrong, then the person who acted as counsel will also be tried as a principal. Is that right? Yes. That means they're going to be tried as if they themselves committed the crime.
Absolutely. Not only if the counselor counseled them to commit a violent hate crime, but also counseled them to use speech that intimidated homosexuals or members of federally protected groups and made them feel diminished in any way. This is a very much of a speech crimes law, and the authority for this legislation is not found in the three pages of H.R. 256. It's found in the foundational law which upholds H.R. 256, and that was passed during the height of the Civil Rights Movement in 1968. And what that legislation did was it made it a federal crime to intimidate. Back then, it made a federal crime to intimidate blacks. Now these have all been extended to include homosexuals, Muslims, and so on. So if a pastor uses language which causes you to cause a homosexual to feel timid, and the dictionary says intimidation is an attempt to make people feel timid. If you attempt to make homosexuals feel timid about continuing their promiscuous lifestyle, then you are automatically a federal hate criminal according to this legislation. You're guilty of intimidation of a federally protected group. And so this legislation is ready to go. We're not going to sit around and wait for years for the arrests and the indictments to be coming out of Washington. This is going to move us very quickly into a hate crimes Gestapo bureaucracy like they have in Canada.
Reverend Pike, some people might be saying, well, you know, as scary as this is, it won't affect me because I'm just a normal person. I'm not a talk radio host. I'm not a minister in any capacity. But can you envision a scenario in which someone might, say, level a false accusation and say, oh, well, I heard this information from a coworker, and it intimidated me. Some sodomite might say, I heard this from a coworker, and it intimidated me. It made me fearful. Does that coworker, is the burden of proof on them to prove their innocence, is there a burden of proof to prove guilt?
Well, in order to understand where these bills are taking us, you just have to go up to Canada. In Canada, you'll see exactly where we'll be in a few years, if not months, if this legislation is put into effect. Let me just, we're talking about average persons. Let me talk about a friend of mine up in Saskatchewan, Bill Watcott. He spent 6 months in jail for praying on a public sidewalk out of an abortion, against an abortion clinic. He was outside the walls of this abortion clinic on a public sidewalk. He was praying there on his knees. He was arrested and went to jail.
I'm sorry, we have to go to a break. I'm really sorry to interrupt you like that, but we have to go to a break. Can you hang on through the break?
You bet.
Okay. Folks, stay tuned for more of the Political Cesspool with James Edwards and Winston Smith and Reverend Ted Pike. We'll be right back, folks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the Political Cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the Political Cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here alongside Winston Smith. And like most of you at home, I've been enjoying this conversation with Reverend Ted Pike, sitting back, learning from the man himself. And we're going to open up the phone lines in just a moment, so I want to take advantage of the opportunity to give out that number again. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to ask a question of Reverend Ted Pike. And with that being said, I'd like to turn over control once again of the stellar interview back over to Winston Smith.
Hi, Reverend Pike. You were telling about a friend of yours who was thrown in the slammer for simply praying in front of an abortuary.
Yeah, not only that, but he spent 8 days in jail.
Reverend Pike?
He spent 8 days in jail for just displaying pictures of an aborted fetus on a public sidewalk. And then in 2004, he was also fined $15,000 for protesting a Planned Parenthood on a public sidewalk. He's also lost his nursing license permanently in Canada for criticizing homosexuality publicly. He's under indictment right now under Section 319 of the Federal Hate Crimes Bill for continuing to criticize homosexuality. His total bill right now as far as legal costs is over $250,000. Now, you ask the question, how is this going to impact the average person? Bill Watcott was a homosexual. He found Jesus Christ, turned his right life around, but he's an average person. He was a male nurse. Now he's driving a truck, but battling the hate crime systems up there. Now, unfortunately, we are not seeing, not only are we not seeing the big new right Christian evangelical organizations speaking out against hate laws right now in the House Judiciary, but we are not seeing the kind of avalanche of calling which I had hoped from the far right, the listeners to alternative talk radio. Really, only a few hundreds of people have been calling in there over the last several weeks, and it's probably declining even now. And so I'm just imploring the listeners to the political cesspool to come to truthtellers.org. Right there on the homepage, you can click onto this 10-minute video. It'll fire you up. It'll show you exactly how great the danger we're in. Get those calls going off Monday morning to not only your members of the Senate and House, but also at Truth Tellers, we have those 40 crucial members of the House Judiciary who can either stop this legislation, who can kill it in these committees, or let it go on through. And we've still got to keep a howl of protest going on there. And I'm depending on all of our listeners to do that Monday morning.
Yes, folks, we're about to go to another break. Reverend Pike, can you stay on through
through
the next
sure.
break?
You
okay,
bet.
Folks, just make a note of it to wake up Monday morning and get on the horn to your elected representatives. This is serious business, folks. This is not just alarmism. This is serious. Well, stay with us through the break, and we'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike on the political cesspool with Winston Smith and James Edwards. Stay with us, folks. We're having a good old time. There's much more to come.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent internet.